Hello.
Welcome back. I don't know what song I was starting.
I didn't know the song, but I was just gonna try to get in there too. Like, thank you so much for joining us. This show is I'm Not an Expert, but
we know y'all ain't heard us in a while. And
again, I'm a Fresh Music, and this is
Cece. It has been so long.
I think the last, like, nobody killed us or nothing, because our last episode we went on who killed Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh shit, yeah. But they got a documentary on Netflix. I'm gonna watch that.
Right, see, bam.
That's how long ago that was.
It's been a minute. Who killed Jeffrey Epstein was our last episode. Dang. And I bet you somebody thought they got us too, but they didn't. What happened was, while we were recording that episode, I think you were sick with a cold.
I was.
And I had, you.
Go ahead, finish that.
You didn't have a Rona, did you?
I had to have a Rona because that shit felt like
she the first person that had the Rona. We got patient number zero right here. I hurt my back. Mm-hmm. Really just horribly, and I'm just getting better now. Also, Cece was very busy because she got a promotion and she's in management.
I'm about to say, bitch. No, but besides life getting into the way, we started this podcast with the intent of being very serious about it because we don't halfway do shit. We are Libras. Anything that we put our energy into, we are going to do it the whole way. And at that time, we had so much going on between his health issues and between my job.
My back. Not my whole. I know. Technically, that was health. But I just want to say my back. Because health sounded like I was dying.
Okay.
It felt like I was dying.
You couldn't walk down your stairs.
That is very true.
Okay. My point being that we didn't want to halfway do the shit because we could have called each other and tried, but we wanted to do it the right way. And it just so happened that the world 2020 is gone to shit. It's like a fucking series of unfortunate events after another. History is repeating itself, and that's why we are here, because we are Black.
Right, and I just want to say, and I just want to piggyback ride on what Cece was saying. We do, like, when we do this, we want the most quality. We want to give you quality mm-hmm. to listen to. Mm-hmm. Because I do understand that a lot of you all are taking time out of doing something you might really want to do, like watch reality TV shows.
Or
I love those.
Eat.
Well, you can listen to us and eat.
I can't. But I gotta focus.
Really?
My TV can be on. I'm not paying attention to you. I'm eating my food.
Okay. Okay. Did not know that. We all learned something new today. But quality is really important to mm-hmm. us. Because for our listeners, we do care.
What you think.
What you think. Well, yes and no. I really don't give a fuck what you think.
But what we want.
But I care about what I think about what I put out. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a piece of me mm-hmm. when I do this podcast. Yes. Are you yawning over there?
No, I burped a little bit.
Oh. But
I think the point that he's making, and I'm going to round it off before we kick y'all with this motherfucking sponsored voice clip that y'all got to listen to.
Yeah, because the funny thing about it, because what I was saying is we're so focused on quality that we had to do this whole intro over.
Oh, yeah, this is intro part two.
Right, this is intro part two.
We
recorded the whole show already.
That's why I'm over here burping.
And we listened to our previous intro, and we said, well, we didn't quite do that too good.
We didn't do this one good either. Y'all gonna like it.
I think this is more of us.
It is.
We were very stiff on the previous intro.
Yeah, it was like, hello, I'm Cece.
I'm a fresh, actually, I forgot my name. I was like, I'm a Fresh Music.
Either way it goes, we are here. We are.
But 2020, we have so much to talk about. We're talking about this.
But
pandemic,
we only gonna talk about.
Although we don't. Although we don't mention the pandemic.
Why would you say that?
What you mean? Why do I say that? I'm talking about because
are we
they
gonna
already
talk about that like next.
They time? Already know that we recording this.
Oh, really?
We were recording this, so the listeners already know, but I do want to let them know that we're really talking about the other pandemic, the pandemic of racism.
Oh, yeah, this is the one with the racism.
This is the one with the racism, because CC has been watching way too much Friends.
Anyways, listen to our commercial and then come back and listen to
exactly.
us.
And we appreciate you. Thank you. We'll be back real soon.
So you heard that, but let's just start by. I just want to start by saying that it's hard to put into words because we got so much to say, and we've been saying it for so long. And as much as it's like boiling over like a pot boiling over, it's exasperating and exhausting to have to repeat the same exact thing, and it's so basic, you would think, but it's just
Black Lives Matter.
Yeah. And it's,
and that's not, and I know that our listeners already know what Black Lives Matter
there's
means.
No political agenda behind
right.
it. There's no political gain, because I just feel like people are making it seem as if it's a one-sided issue.
Right.
First of all, it shouldn't be as big an issue as it is. And people hate it so much as if it's just this entity that doesn't make sense. They don't understand it. And
right.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm tired of explaining myself to people.
Yes.
I'm tired of educating people.
Yes.
We live in an age of communication where you can Google any fucking thing.
Exactly.
And not only that, it's in your face. It's being
right.
recorded.
Right. Don't you have basic common decency, basic common sense?
You're a
to
person.
Know that, first of all, when I say Black Lives Matter, it means that Black Lives Matter too.
Yeah.
Because it seems like this country
mm-hmm.
often forgets that Black people are people.
Mm-hmm.
We're not some animals that you can hunt, that you can just kill,
use to your benefit,
use for your benefit, profit off of us,
mm-hmm.
and throw us away. We have feelings, we have families, and the way they did that man, George Floyd, was absolutely horrific.
I think,
and that was just the straw, because you,
yeah.
because. Police departments have been doing this to so many other people, so many other Black men and women,
mm-hmm.
and trans people and gay people.
Mm-hmm.
See, when they we say Black Lives Matter, I mean all Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, not just a
not just thing. Black men, not just Black women,
mm-hmm.
but
all of us,
and it's happened so much off of camera. But now, when you view that video, when I viewed that video, it made me angry.
Mm-hmm.
Not sad.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I was angry, and yes, I wanted to fuck shit up.
I think, with the Black Lives Matter movement being labeled as this political thing, a lot of people that I'm calling the beige people, because I got this from my coworker and I love it. The beige people. I'm beige too, but that's another thing. I'm white skin. They try to rationalize these things, right? Well, maybe if you, or maybe if he, or maybe if y'all.
Right.
And there is no maybe about it, because at the end of the day, no matter how harsh of a person anybody is, your death, your arrest should not lead to death.
Exactly.
That's just what we're saying. Like, it's just, give us our day in court.
Right. Due process.
We barely even make it in a paddy wagon, dog. Like, we barely even make it in the back seat of the car before you are shooting us down, using excessive force. And what I want people to know that are not black is it's not black people versus police in general. It's the way that these police are trained, their lack of training,
yes.
the lack of ethics,
yes.
the lack of really deep background checks. Because I feel like if you're in that position of authority, you should have some type of psychological review that is non-biased.
Exactly.
So that we can know who is protecting and serving. Because these people are not protecting and serving anyone. They are tossing their authority around. Police are being weaponized by white people. All of the Karens that you see. Oh, I'm going to call the cops. Because they know that it will lead to George Floyd.
Yes, yes.
To Tamir Rice.
In Central Park, who called the police on that man. That I just wanted to address. We're addressing Amy Cooper. It's so many Amy Coopers out there. It was an Amy Cooper that lied on Emmett Till.
Mm-hmm.
And you see how they brutally murdered Emmett Till based off a lie of a white woman.
This is just not the first time that people of privilege have weaponized police. Police see us as a threat because of how we look, which is just ridiculous, because they take this oath and they do this weak ass training and they sign up to be this fucking thing of authority, but in their minds it's almost as if it's target practice. I can't speak for everybody, because I know that there are officers out there that have dedicated themselves to a badge to make a change, but come on, bro, it cannot just fall all on us. That's another thing that I wanted to talk about. It's almost as if the world is making this our responsibility.
Right.
To change things.
Yeah.
And I'm sick of the shit. We are just here. We're just existing. And right. they're killing us. We're not doing much of anything. Right.
It is not our job. It is not our job to teach you
how to treat us like human beings.
Like humans. Treat me like you treat your mama. Well, I mean, everybody don't like their mama. But you don't but everybody ain't killing their mama either.
I mean,
because I'm okay. Treat me like you treat yourself.
It's so, and the media plays a large role in this. Like the yes. media is just become this entity of chaos. It's just spewing out all of this ridiculousness. The headlines are fucking retarded, and I don't even use that word, but that shit is retarded. Like, how are you producing articles and allowing these people to produce articles that incite hate and rage and are just
And that's not just Fox News. That's CNN. That's MSNBC yes. as well. They put on these people. They Candace Owens.
Mm-hmm.
They'll say, well, she's representing the black Republican. No, she's representing hateful people. There are black Republicans that are decent people.
That are decent people and that are intelligent enough to not spew hate in order to get their message across.
Exactly.
And these articles are inciting rage and anger because I seen a headline and it's just almost as if no matter who you are, what you are, if you are black and you are killed, they will find a way to make it your fault.
Yes.
Oh, well, it turns out that he had underlying health issues. So what the fuck does that got to do with him being knelt on for 8 minutes and 46 seconds pleading for his life? What is his underlying health issues attribute to him being murdered? You could be full. I read a tweet. You could be full of cancer. But if somebody shot you and
it's
you died.
Still murder.
You were murdered.
Right. Exactly.
So what does that matter?
It does.
And the media and people on these social media outlets try to tear victims apart when this shit happens. Well, he had an extensive criminal history. He had this going on, almost as if he had it coming. When there are far worse people out here, and the crime that he allegedly committed was not, in fact, he didn't do the shit.
Right.
And furthermore, since when is an arrest a death sentence?
Exactly.
It's not for everybody else. These white people marched over to their buildings of authority with AR-13s for haircuts. For haircuts.
You're right.
They weren't being tear gassed. They weren't being shot with rubber bullets. They didn't call in the National Guard. The orange man got up there and said, he should talk to these good people. They're good folks out there. I know they are. And come up with an agreement instead of closing down this country. However, if I'm just strolling down a neighborhood and somebody gets a hunch, or if I'm jogging a neighborhood.
You know you can't run.
And somebody gets a hunch, this gut feeling that I gotta be on some bullshit. They have the right to slaughter me in the street.
Which happened in Georgia.
Ahmaud Arbery.
Who, like everybody else in the neighborhood, checked out the new house that was being built. What you got going on here? And it's video that shows white people, people with children, checked out this same house. But these racists, and I do have to say, they have been arrested, all three of them. Mm-hmm. That was a modern day lynching.
It was.
A modern day lynching.
New evidence that's come forward, recordings and testimonies, they not only chased him down, they hit him with their car. Stood over him and shot him and said, fucking nigga.
That's a modern day lynching. And that's something that Senator Kamala Harris and Senator Cory Booker and Senator Tim Scott, the black Republican, they all addressed in this lynching bill that the coward Senator Rand Paul, I won't even put Senator Rand Paul, the coward white Republican, blocked. They had a bill to say that lynching.
It's so ridiculous how...
In 2020, we need a bill that says lynching is illegal.
Exactly. I was watching a video. How sick is that? You know those little, like now this, these small little videos that they compile together to speak upon an issue. And it was on Instagram. And it was, in the background, you hear the audio of Sandra Bland talking. And this is back in 2015. She's talking and she's speaking about how Black Lives Matter. And how it's not that all lives don't matter. But at this time, we need you to focus on the fact that in this country, Black lives don't matter. And we need your... Everything that she was saying was happening right now.
Yeah.
And they cut to when she was arrested. They cut to when she was pulled out of the back of a squad car, hauled tight, and they cut to her speaking to the officer, telling him all of this for a signal, for a traffic signal.
Right.
And the shit just spoke to me because it's like, it's still happening. Nothing has changed in the past few years. When we peacefully peacefully protested, when Kaepernick knelt, when we just marched and blocked traffic, nothing has changed. There's nothing, there's no right way to do this shit. It's no right way to go about this shit. It's no right way to go about this shit. The system is established not to protect us, not to serve us. It was not built for us.
Exactly.
No matter your wealth, your status, whoever you are, if you are black, you are still black in their eyes.
Yes.
And the fact that we are literally pleading for our lives, and it angers people to the point where they feel like they should kill us. Or it angers, I've seen countless peaceful protests where it's just brothers and sisters out there talking.
Right.
Using their voice.
And the police
in a calm way, and these police come out of nowhere. One dickhead out of the crowd that come over there, and they pin them down, and they arrest them as if it's a freedom of speech is a crime.
Exactly.
And then you got people that look just like us.
Yeah, speak on it.
That say shit like, y'all tearing down y'all neighborhoods, and this is not, it's bigger than that.
We don't own shit.
We don't own shit, and I don't just want to minimize the fact that I want to obliterate it. Who the fuck cares about something that can be rebuilt, that can be rebought? We put our money into this community. We put our blood, sweat, and tears in this community. We the reason these fucking Asian beauty supply stores are open. These nail shops are open. These corner stores that's ran by the Arabs are open. These gas stations are thriving. We are their main consumers. It ain't no fucking white people coming into this area. So if we was to step all over this shit, it's fine. It's ours.
Exactly.
Who the fuck cares? It's replenishable. You know what's not replenishable?
A life.
A life.
Amen.
But that one moment, and what's even more crazy to me is that there's video proofs of random white people breaking into these buildings.
Yes.
Start starting these riots and looting, using a moment of vulnerability where we are angry and we are upset and igniting fires.
Yeah.
And it's almost as if they came out in droves. They saw an opportunity and said, oh.
And my big issue is here, when it first happened, I made a comment on my Facebook page. I said, if I'm murdered by the hands of a coward police officer, I don't want anybody coming out and saying this is not what he wants. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Tear this bitch down. Mm-hmm. Because when I viewed that, I went to anger. Mm-hmm. It was no sadness. It was anger. Because I know as a black man, it could have been me.
It could be my son.
And let me tell you this, and Cece mentioned it, that it is nothing that you can do as a black man to not be viewed as a threat. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter how much money you have, mm-hmm. they can't see that. Mm-hmm. And even if you had on your finest clothes in the finest car, they think you stole it anyway.
You can drive up to your house in the hills and they're going to ask you, what the fuck you doing in this neighborhood, boy?
Let me tell you this. As a 6 foot, over 200 pound, well, over 200 pound man, I am their biggest threat, mm-hmm. because I simply live. They don't see my education.
That's a threat as well. Sandra Bland knew rights to a T.
But the narrative that racist white people that say all lives matter, they say, well, if he just went to school, if they he love, just had a good job, if he love. Just was successful.
And that's what.
And I'm just saying that none of that matters, because when you see me on the street, I simply exist as a black man. You don't see a professional. You don't see I'm somebody's son. I'm somebody's mm-hmm. brother. Mm-hmm. You don't see that I support non-profit. You can't see that. You see me as a black man, and in the eyes of a racist white police officer, and sometimes a misguided black motherfucker that wears a blue uniform that doesn't realize that he's also a nigga in the eyes of his very coworkers that he's trying hard to impress. Mm-hmm. They see me as a threat. Mm-hmm. They see you as a black woman as a threat.
They see my son as a threat. They see our brothers as a threat. It is nothing that we can do. We can do it all right.
Exactly.
We can do it all right. We can do it all right to a T. There are how many instances...
And they will still kill us.
Have you...
Ask Martin Luther King, who protested peacefully.
Mm-hmm. And I love him.
Who dressed really well.
And quote
who
him.
Turned the other cheek. Ask him how his life ended. You can't ask them.
You can't do that.
Because they killed him. Racist white folks killed him.
And these all lives matter. Like, it's baffling to me that we have
ask
to...
Ask Malcolm. Ask Malcolm X about his life. No. Now, he might have not preached turn the other cheek, but he never laid a hand on anybody that didn't deserve a hand be laid on. He never... He did not promote this violence. He promoted black people taking care of black people. Mm-hmm. And they had him killed by the hand of a misguided black man. And that's what I'm saying. We have, yes, this racism runs deep in the hearts of these white folks. But that racism that has turned people like Candace Owens... We have to beware of folks that looks like us, all skin folks and kin folks.
Facts. As I was saying, I don't know about you all, but I'm not about to explain to no fucking body how to give me my basic human rights. There's so many people, these white colleagues and white friends and these people that we have to be around and the people that we share spaces with that want to act as if they are unaware of what is going on.
Preach.
Well, educate me. Teach me. Show me. No, bitch. It's on the news. The shit that you live by.
Yeah.
It's on Facebook. The shit that you are on. It's on Instagram. It's everywhere around you. If you are not aware of what's going on, get your head out of your ass and stop leaning on me to give you at that, we got to do everything
to be your professor.
We have to live in the struggle. We have to navigate through life in a way that, in a manner that doesn't pose a threat, so that we won't get killed. We have to teach our kids how, hey, baby, you're perfect to me, but this world sees you as non-perfect. We have to go and grin and bear all the side comments and the offensive shit because we don't want to be the angry black person.
Well,
we have to do so much, and you really want to sit your pale ass in my face and ask me to also take from myself and teach you how to treat me like an equal person?
Exactly.
How dare you? The audacity.
Yes.
I don't give a fuck how in your heart you just don't know. Bitch, Google it. If you can't Google it, look around you. Reach into yourself, because as a human being, there are certain fucking things that human nature,
exactly,
even fucking animals look out for other animals. So, bitch, it's something in there that you can find and you can try to use, and you ain't finna keep on using me, because I gotta entertain you. I gotta keep you uplifted. I gotta encourage you. You wanna use us for entertainment? Look at us. You wanna
I gotta feed you. I gotta teach you
how
to wash your ass. I gotta teach you how to season your food.
And then you also want me to teach you how
to treat me. And you also want me... Exactly.
How dare you?
How dare you?
Fucking dare you? I'm no longer doing that shit. Don't ask me on how you can help me. Bitch, help me by removing yourself from my life. And it's nothing personal to you. It's not about you. It's about me. Because
exactly,
we, as a culture, we are empathizers. We on the front lines when shit happens to everybody around,
exactly,
this motherfucker. We out here voting. We out here marching. We out here crying for everybody's babies that's being slaughtered. When they shoot up these white kids' schools, we crying too.
Exactly.
We want change too.
Yes.
We want to know why, because we're decent human beings.
And
so it's very narcissistic. It's very, what is the word?
And you
privileged
know what?
Of you to think that I owe you an explanation, and for you to think
and
that
I
owe
to
you anything.
And I want to interject, because I'm glad you brought this conversation to this. Because I had to unfriend two of these former co-workers of mine who were people of color,
mm-hmm,
but none black,
mm-hmm,
because they see this shit happening to black people and they just says, oh my God, these riots are horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, brother, you're a Hispanic man. And when they, a Mexican, you're Mexican, right? He's a Mexican guy. I've gone to his birthday parties. We've worked together. Side by side. And he says, and I asked him, I say, I noticed you mentioned the riots, but you never mentioned the reason why folks are so angry. And he says, I don't want to pick sides. I just don't want to see my city.
You pick your side.
I just don't want to see my city destroyed. I said, and you know, and at that very moment, I say, okay, you just picked your side.
Mm-hmm.
I had no words because I did not feel like being his goddamn professor.
Thank you. Dude, I don't think people realize.
I just peacefully exited.
Because
I know that you're unreachable. But let me tell you, when they show those babies in cages,
mm-hmm,
I was as upset as if it was black boys and girls,
mm-hmm,
in cages.
Mm-hmm. You are absolutely right.
But this motherfucker can't seem to feel the pain that I'm feeling, but I can feel your pain.
So crazy how we as a people, no matter what we've been through, our history in this country is founded on violence, pain, anguish, anger, sadness, turmoil. However, every inch of our being as honorable people, we try to empathize with everyone.
Exactly.
We try to empathize with everyone. We try to, we lower ourselves down and say, no, it's not us against everybody. It's us against injustice. And we try to be as realistic as we can. But then when it's fighting us back and y'all shitting on us saying the shit don't matter. Oh, but you pissed off about this Target. Oh, but you pissed off about this Jewel. Oh, but y'all didn't have to do Walmart like that. Well, bitch, now it's us versus everybody. And it, we hate to take it that way.
Right.
And we have every right to.
Yeah.
We have every right to.
That's true.
We have every fucking right to. We have every right to be angry. We have every right to burn this shit down. And I don't give a fuck what nobody got to say. I don't give a fuck if you do feel like the shit was a little bit too much and you are sad about it. Okay, grandma can go a little bit further in Pilsen. Oh, she can't? I wonder why. Because they not letting our black ass in there. They not letting our black ass in Hammond. They closed off Hammond on Sunday. You have to have proof of residency to get into Indiana. And you ask yourself, well, why would you tear down where you live? Bitch, because we can't go where we not from. You don't think that's a problem? If a hurricane was to strike our neighborhood, where would we go to eat? You don't think it's a problem that we're not wanted in other areas?
Yeah.
That's a fucking problem.
Yeah.
All of us, every black person on the South Side wasn't out there looting.
Exactly.
So why the fuck are we penalized for it?
I was saying,
you don't think that's a problem? House, by the way. You don't think that's a problem?
No.
And that's what, it's boring to hear people talk about where they just tore up there. How could you do that? That shit is boring to me. Bitch, talk about something real. How could you sit here and watch this man die on tape? The 17-year-old little girl who recorded him, by the way, because that was a child.
Yes.
Her life is fucked up. I send my prayers out to her because how can you see something that death follows you? If you saw somebody die, whether you know them or you don't, it's going to follow you.
Yeah.
And just like it hurt us, I can just imagine the burden that she carries.
And not to mention that she also has received death threats for simply recording
what
those cowards did to that man.
And that's just ridiculous.
And then she faced this criticism that made me want to kick everybody at. They said she recorded it, but she didn't do anything about it. What could she do as a 17-year-old girl?
Look,
I don't care if she was a 35-year-old bodybuilder. What could she do that would have resulted in him being alive and her still having her life?
Absolutely fucking nothing.
Because you try to go push that white racist bastard off of George Floyd, and now it's two dead black folks.
You want to know who should have did something? Those other officers.
Those other three officers.
That piece of shit that had his hands in his pockets, and the other two that had their knees in his back and his body.
Exactly.
But we don't want to place blame because that's too ugly.
No, I'm
we don't
want to
call it out. Breonna Taylor was shot in her home in her bed. No knock warrant. These officers are walking free right now. Ahmaud Arbery was jogging and was hunted down and slaughtered by three racist white men who had shit better to do than go hunting.
And we're going to pause right there, go to a break. Thank you so much for your patience. We're just going to come back in.
They don't know how long the pause was.
Right.
I left off talking about how Breonna Taylor was murdered in her home, in her bed.
By the Louisville police officer. Wasn't that Louisville?
Yeah. I believe so.
Yeah. No knock warrant. They end up having the wrong address, by the way. She was a paramedic.
Yeah.
She was asleep in her bed.
And even if they didn't have the right
address. And I just want to let although our listeners are very educated and they on top of everything, they know more than us. We just got to show because we're smarter. No. No, but I just wanted to say that not only did these officers have the wrong house, but a no-knock warrant is exactly what it sounds like. They did not knock. They did not announce that they were police. Therefore, Breonna's boyfriend got his gun
defended his home.
Defended his home.
Which is the Second Amendment, right?
Right, which is his right. And they returned fire, still not saying they're the fucking police. And
even
they shoot so badly, and they're trained so badly.
Very much so.
You know, that they shot Breonna Taylor, who was in her bed.
What's so crazy, because even if you did have the wrong home, I just find it fucking asinine that you went in that bitch with guns drawn, ready to shoot. So even if you did have the right home, you was going to shoot somebody. You weren't going to drag them out of their house, arrest them, raid the house like what the fucking horn says.
And I just, you know, but that's why I say we need these officers. We need more training for these officers. I read somewhere that it says that a police officer requires 1,000 hours of training. But a cosmetologist required 1,500 hours of training.
Not only that.
And that just... That just put things into perspective. Wait, the person that does hair requires more training than the police
officer. I think it's almost comical that being a police officer is a job, is considered a job. However, the title, the authority, the weight of what a police officer exists for, the reason for policing, protecting, and serving, you would think that the training would be a bit more extensive. The requirements would be a bit more, I cannot find a word for what I'm saying is, you would think it would take a little bit more than a motherfucker passing a physical and proving that he can run for a few minutes and do a couple of sit-ups to be a police officer. Not saying, I don't want to minimize it, because I know officers who have gone through the academy and gone through the ranks that are now sergeants. I just want to reiterate how I don't hate the police. I hate policing. I hate the fact that policing is now being used as a weapon. I hate the fact that the motherfuckers that hate us are police for a reason. Do you hear what I'm saying? They go into being policemen for this very reason, because they have this insane fucking authority that grants them to do with that whatever the fuck they want. So if you talk back while you're black,
right,
I have the right to kill you because now I feel for my life. Get the fuck out of here.
And another thing, of course I don't hate the police. I hate bad police officers, mm-hmm. which I think that good police officers should also hate. Mm-hmm. If you're really a good police officer. Mm-hmm. I read somewhere, of course, it was some white woman, and just not to dismiss white women, but Karen's is different. You know, the almost closeted sort of racist.
Them bitches racist.
Sort of, well, Paul closeted.
Karen.
No,
the Karen.
Karens are our race.
The K in the first K in KKK is Karen. It's Karen Klux Klan.
Karen Klux Klan. I like that.
Them bitches are racist.
But I read this article talking about being the wife of a police officer and how she fears for her husband's life because people hate the police. I'm like, people don't hate the police. People hate bad police officers. And another thing, but I read a good white woman, a good white woman responded to that. Mm-hmm. You know, we do have some allies. Mm-hmm. Very rare. But we do have some. And she said, I get your fear, but do you understand that's the same fear that black people can't take off? Your husband gets to come home
and
can change his career, but every night when he's home, he gets to take his uniform off and nobody knows he's a police officer. Mm-hmm. Black people walk with that fear.
Every day.
Every day.
Every wake of their life.
And I said, well, I don't have to say shit then. I was like, finally.
Somebody.
One of theirs, then check them. Finally, I don't have to be, you know, finally, I don't have to be the educator.
You want to know what I think is
the professor of racism.
What I think is hilarious is that the fact that we are saying that Black Lives Matter and that we are protesting racism, motherfuckers acting like we protesting America. because America is founded so profoundly on racism that it's almost like you taking a piss on a flag by saying that a Black Lives Matter.
And you know what? I will take a piss on the flag.
I will too. Fuck the flag.
For racism, for the Native Americans, for any minority group that had to struggle because of this fucking flag. Fuck that flag. My uncle, your grandfather, is a veteran.
Mm-hmm. I know who my granddaddy is.
I know. I'm telling the people, fool.
I'm just joking. I know.
I'm telling the people. Mm-hmm. They don't know how we're related.
Right.
The hell, I don't think many people know we're related.
Well, they know now.
We're cousins. It was almost the cousin show. Mm-hmm. But we have veterans in our family that experienced racism after they came back from fighting a crappy war.
They fought a war and then came back and couldn't vote.
Exactly.
Talk about that. They love to bring up this weak-ass war like they are the only people who perished in this weak-ass war when they drafted our people damn near involuntarily. They went.
No, not damn near involuntarily. Yeah. It was involuntarily.
They fought and we died and we fought. Just like they did. And when we came back, we ain't had jack shit for it. So, fuck y'all feelings about what's going on right now. I don't give a fuck. I can give a shit how somebody feels about a violent protest in the name of injustice. Bitch, you should be out there burning shit too. And if you ain't, and you're at home like me because you're kind of scared of fire and you don't want to get shot, that's fine. But don't use your voice to condemn people who have been mistreated systematically since the dawn of fucking America.
Exactly.
Don't use your voice to condemn us for finally getting up.
Right.
These riots ain't shit in compared to what we go through.
Exactly.
On a daily.
Because America better be glad that we just want equality and not revenge.
That was the most powerful thing I
that ever. That is powerful because
it's true.
If Black people really seeked, if we sought this revenge,
should it be real?
Everything would be on fire. Mm-hmm. Everything.
I just think it's so crazy how motherfuckers cannot hold police accountable to do their job. You can't hold them to the standard of the oath that they took.
And the sad thing about it is,
but you expect us.
The sad thing about it is that we have these misguided. Candace Owen, Ben Carson, sometimes Kanye West, let's be honest.
Yeah, he be true.
I know he donated money, he was protesting.
Kanye
West. But keep his mouth closed because when he opened it,
he be saying shit.
He sounds like a modern day, I hate to use this word, coon.
He sounds confused.
A clown.
This you want to know when people like Kanye.
You know, somebody wanted to whoop my ass because they was sounding like a goofy, and I called them a goofy.
So goof ass.
I said, you goofy ass little boy. He wanted to whoop my ass. He unfriended me.
Is he from Chicago?
From Chicago.
Because you call a motherfucker goofy in Chicago, you might as well call their mama a bitch.
From Chicago, his mama is a bitch. I don't even know his mama. But what I was saying, he was like, I have police officers in my family.
Okay,
like,
bitch, motherfucker, me too.
Said, me too. What the fuck does that mean? And y'all saying fuck the police. Fuck you and fuck the police.
Fuck
and let me
12.
Tell you. I have a friend, a very close friend of mine who's a police officer, mm-hmm. my best friend. Mm-hmm. And every time I see him, you know what I say to him? Fuck the police.
Fuck
and he knows exactly what I mean. He's not angry because he know I'm saying fuck the bad police. Not
and
him.
You would think that would be self-explanatory, but motherfuckers want to. I mean, at the end of the day, America is accustomed to blaming us for our deaths. We're the reason we die. We're
exactly.
the reason we get murdered. There's nothing we can do that can prevent it.
That's like I seen this, and it made me laugh, though. It made me laugh. It was so ignorant. Former Miss Universe said,
oh, that bitch.
We choose our skin and color. I'm like, really? It was a line I did not know that I stood in a line. Now, I love being black, but I'm just saying that I had no choice in it.
A lot of motherfuckers are showing their true colors. I just want to... I just want to say that thank you for the gift of foresight. I thank you for you motherfuckers that's coming forth as well. Exactly. Saying ignorant, stupid shit. Give me a reason to delete you. I don't give a fuck. I don't need you in my life, bitch. And for the people who think that they're coming off as articulate and intelligent when they say all of these real stupid, goofy ass things about these properties and these companies that can rebuild and revamp.
Insurance. I worked in that industry before. Insurance. Businesses have insurance.
Why called, the fuck you think Walmart don't insurance. Beat your ass when you walk through that bitch and eat them potato wedges? They see you eating them potato wedges. I know, because I used to cook them motherfuckers. And they tell us, yeah, as long as they don't leave the store, it's not stolen. And they'll allow you to steal out of that bitch. You want to know why? Because they can get it back.
Exactly.
You want to know who can't get something back? Gianna Floyd cannot get her dad back. Because he's gone right now.
Right. And
over an allegation.
And
not a crime.
Brianna, her life, we can't.
Today would have been her birthday. She couldn't even celebrate her birthday. She couldn't even turn 27. 27. Well, 27. 27. She has not lived, yet she's gone.
Exactly.
Over and some senseless bullshit.
Ahmaud Arbery
was jogging. Y'all know how hard it is to get out there and willingly run. Motherfucker, you are a superhero if you willingly running somewhere.
And I think of about all the black men and women who has died due to the hands of
some shrimp,
bad police officers.
Some shrimp dick, needle nose, all lives matter.
Yeah.
Fight back the blue as piece of shit who was never taught human decency.
But it's so many that's unnamed, and that's what I think about. It's so many people
so many,
that did not catch their police brutality
on tape.
And therefore, even if they lived to tell about it, nobody believes them. We have a system of silent, of protect our own.
The good old boys club.
The good old boys club.
Because one
where nothing is happening, where you have now, but I don't call it rise. I call it an uprising. Mm-hmm. Because now these white people with these blinders on can see how horrible these police officers will treat you when they view you as the enemy, like that 75-year-old man that they pushed down and he cracked his head open and they just walked by him.
Well, the owner of that barbecue spot that they shot and killed, and he was feeding protesters and cops for free.
No. See, they only see it when it's one of their own. White folks only see it. That 75-year-old man was a white man.
I ain't give no fuck about him. You want to know why?
The police didn't give a fuck about him. Mm-hmm. But now you see old Becky. Becky is like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they did that to him.
Fuck all the sisters and brothers that's walking around here with wounds from rubber bullets. When all they were doing were standing there and using their voice and their words and our First Amendment right, which is freedom of speech. You got all of these pieces of shit, including the President of the United States, that can use their voice in any type of way, and it's weaponized as it is to incite hatred and everything else, and we just pleading for our lives, and here we go, getting tear gassed, pepper sprayed, tased, shot with rubber bullets, killed by the police.
And
talked about on fucking Facebook.
But I just want to say, what's so amazing about this uprising is that it might have started in some people will say this uprising has its roots in Ferguson.
Where's the left?
But what I say is, what's so amazing is this uprising has no leader, no charismatic leader. We don't need you, Jesse. I love you for the work that you have done. I love Al Sharpton for the work he has done. I love Farrakhan for the work he has done. But we don't need you.
We don't need it.
Because even though when we had you, yes, you got some stuff done, mm-hmm. but you really didn't get the shit done.
Yeah. And this is what it takes to get
And so we have so many different voices that's leading this uprising. Yes, speak on, Tamika Mallory. But we don't need you as our leader because we lead ourselves. Mm-hmm. See, because we're beyond having this one leader. You know, you understand? Because if you have one leader, when they kill that leader, the movement dies. This movement cannot die. Mm-hmm. And I know that we are ending this now because I know we can go forever. I know we're ending this right here, this podcast.
I know what you're saying. I was going to let you get your final words in. But I was going to say mine.
But I do want to... Our next conversation needs to be what we can do, what police can do, and this starts at the local level. Mm-hmm. What mayors can enact, as in making the public safer, mm-hmm, from police officers. And I think that it's a conversation that will be had in the coming days, in the coming weeks. I've already discussed it with a friend of mine, and how it's already two different arguments. It's the reformists, which in my view is what can happen right now. Mm-hmm. Then it's the people that's proposing defund the police, which I just don't see that taking place because it sounds crazy. But it does have some steps that when you hear it, you say, oh, that does sound good, but the whole premise of defunding the police and spending those resources with caseworkers that can deal with, or social workers that can deal with addicts or, you know, substance abuse or things like that, I think it's a conversation starter. And I look forward to maybe we can have someone who's a proponent on our show just to give us more information, to give us this outlook. Exactly. And I'm going to turn it over to Cece.
I just want to say that Black people, you have the right to be mad. We got so many people telling us that we don't have the right to be mad. We don't have the right to be angry. We cannot feel our emotions. We cannot live in our emotions. We cannot sit in our emotion, because at the end of the day, people act as if we're being unrealistic, and it's not true. Be angry. Be pissed. Be sad. Cry. You know how much I've cried over the past few days? Out of sheer anger and resentment and fear for my life, my child's life, and the people that look like me and the people that I love and I know personally, even the motherfuckers I don't know. Be angry. And move forward with this shit. Don't stop this shit, because this shit is not over with. This is not the end to be all. Them bitches were charged, but they were not charged with what they should have been. It was 3 motherfuckers' knees in that boy's back, in that man's back. I apologize for the misspeaking. 3 people had their knees in his back. Not just one of them motherfuckers. And the other one idly sat by and failed to uphold his oath. Not to mention the countless other cowards that are hiding behind badges that exist in this world simply to hate and target us and have the privilege to do so because of their authority. Be mad. And don't let a motherfucker tell you that you shouldn't be. And don't let a motherfucker come and tell you and say, how do we heal? Bitch, by you treating me better.
Exactly. By you doing the work that you expect me to do in this moment. You do the work.
You do that shit. Because we done did it all.
Exactly.
And on that note, I love y'all. I love us.
Yes.
I love us. It ain't shit nobody can tell me
about us. I love Black people. All of us. Even you, Candace. And if you got some Chanel, even you, Candace Owens.
If you got some
Chanel, I love your ugly ass.
If you got some Chanel,
your stupid ass. Bodies, and if somebody got a MacBook Pro.
But
you can show me what you got from Gucci too, or the Dior store.
I seen that they hit that shit.
I mean, Because I don't know. I'm sure you just got an extra one left over or something.
And lower the fucking prices.
Yo, I'm not paying no store prices.
The motherfuckers out here tweaking.
Oh, before we go, I have to mention Lady G.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I forgot about dude ass.
So I go on Twitter and I see Lady G is trending. And I say, whoa, shit, in this climate, what the fuck did Lady Gaga do? Did she say something racist? I'm like, Lady Gaga, she accepted everybody, I thought. No, it wasn't nothing to do with Lady Gaga. It is Lindsey Graham, Republican congressman. Well, apparently, Lindsey Graham, the Republican, and you have to say Republican because you know Republicans hate gays. So you have to say Republican. Lindsey Graham has a reputation in Washington, D.C. among the male escorts, and they call him Lady G. And it is the most hilarious thing ever.
Lady G.
Lady G. And so, hashtag Lady G. Just look at the stories and things. It's hilarious. They're clowning this racist, old homophobic bastard who's in the closet, apparently.
Apparently taking it up the ass.
What'd you say, CC?
I'm sorry. That was a bit. And that ain't no slight to my gay people.
Right. It's just a slight to the irony. Right.
It's the irony. Everything you stand for, you taking it up the ass. Literally.
Right. Exactly.
So, haha. Joke's on you.
And so, I just want to end that because I just thought that was a hilarious story.
It is funny.
I'm like, okay, Lindsey Graham, a.k.a. Lady G. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah, stay black. Because at first I was going to say, there's no way we can not stay black, but Lil' Kim and I love Lil' Kim.
I do too.
The queen of turning that skin. I was going to say, there ain't no way we can not stay black. But Lil' Kim said, motherfuckers, I show
stay
you
Stay mad. What?
Stay
I,
mad.
I
and,
read something that said,
channel that anger into doing something. And if you're not a protester, that's okay.
Right.
Coronavirus still exists.
Coronavirus.
Maybe you are a fundraiser, or maybe you can
make signs.
Because
I know a few people that need help.
If you're a singer, sing for justice. If you're a dancer, dance that shit out. You know, I just believe that you can use whatever gift God gave you to advance this movement.
On final thought, we're gonna say bye, and also that the Montgomery bus boycott lasted 381 days. Laws change when you disturb the money. We doing Juneteenth this year. Fuck the 4th of July. And that's on baby.
What's baby?
It's your Chicago thing. Oh, God.
I have neighborhood privilege. By the way, it's a thing. It really is a thing.
We ain't never gonna get out this bitch. I know.
This is like when your mama is at your auntie house.
Okay, baby. I'll see y'all later. Right? I'll be safe. Yeah. And tell June I said hi. Damn, I ain't spoke to June all week.
I know you said bye a lot of times, but because it's been so long, talking in this space at this podcast, it is like a family reunion. Even though I can talk to Cece anytime I want to offer the podcast.
We are Libras and we don't like people. So, I mean, we respect that of one another. I will see you when I see you. I'm not going to go looking for you, though.
That is so true about you and I.
I know, because it's me.
Because we do not talk.
Nope.
And we're like, we see each other on Facebook.
We see each other,
like,
it's a motherfucking party, but shit.
That's true. So I'm not going to continue to talk then. I'm going to end it right here.
Bye.
Bye.